You're listening to Shh, My Kids Are Asleep, and I'm your host, Rachel Nix. Episode 8, Summer.
We're only a week into summer, and the triple digits are really too much for me. Like, I live in the California Central Valley, so the San Joaquin Valley, if you're being really, really particular. And it gets really hot. Like, think Death Valley's cousin. That's the San Joaquin Valley. Like, it is so hot here. And normally every summer, I'm like, cool, let's play slip and slide, water balloons, water guns, because we don't have a pool. So I'm like, yay, water games. Well, I finally have my youngest at the age 3 during summer. I feel like 3 is a magical age. My kids range from 3 to 12, and I have 4 daughters. I feel like 3 is magical because, sure, you might have a pull-up here or there, whatever, but diapers are gone. You might have a snack monster on your hand, but feeding for 2 every 2 hours, not a thing. What else? Diapers, feeding. Oh, the crying through the night thing, not even an issue anymore, thank goodness. I love the age 3. Like, they are just... they're perfect at 3. Like, they can feed themselves with a fork. Like, you gotta still cook their food. They can feed themselves. They can kind of get dressed. Their shoes might go on the wrong feet. Their shirt might get on backwards. But you're essentially not doing every little thing for them. And it's the best. You still gotta comb their hair, though, because they don't know how to use a brush. And it's amazing. Like, it really is. I love the H3. So I felt like, you know what? This year, we're making a summer bucket list. Because in the Central Valley here in California, you're about 2 hours from the beach. You're 2 hours from the mountains. Like, why not just find all kinds of free things for my kids to do? And you're like, hold up. Going places is not free. I know you're right. Gas is not free, especially California gas prices right now. But if that's the only thing I have to do, okay, pay for gas. I'm all for it. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, okay, but it costs money to get into national parks or go to the beach. Okay, first of all, yes, gas to the beach costs money. But once you get there, oh, what are you going to eat? Haha, pack some food before you go. Pack some chips, pack some little Capri Sun juices, and make some sandwiches or pinwheels. Spice it up. Cut your little sandwiches into tiny tea cake sandwiches, or make chips and dip. Like, girl, guy, you could figure it out. But pack yourself some food, take it with you, go to the beach. Boom. That's free 99 besides the gas. And I know, national parks, right? You're like, those aren't free. Military, totally free. So if you're retired, active duty, reserve, even you, Coast Guard, you could get into national parks for free. Just have your ID, show it off. Now, what if you're like, well, I'm not military affiliated? That's okay, because guess what? You know I'm all about the cheat codes. I love cheat codes so much that I wish somebody would tell me cheat codes. And no, I'm not endorsed by any of this. Like, I'm just trying to help a fellow parent out. Your elementary school kids can hook you up with a free pass to national parks. That's right. If you go to nationalparkservices.gov, all you have to do is look for free access for fifth graders. Oh, yeah. And your kids can help you get into national parks for free. You're welcome. Don't say I didn't help you, because there you go. Cheat code. Your fifth/fourth grader, because last year, thanks COVID for ruining a lot of stuff, I hooked up the fourth and fifth grade kids with free access to national parks. So all you have to do is go on there, print out this paper that says my kid is in elementary school, and boom, you get to go to a national park for free. And you don't have to pay the money to enter. You're welcome. Cheat codes. I love a good cheat code. And you could go to Yosemite. You could go to the Sequoia National Park. There's all kinds of national parks. I think there's 9 national parks in California itself, like, alone. 9 free trips plus gas. Sorry, I'm not going to pay for your gas. I don't know where you could get free gas at. But if you know tell me that cheat code, because your girl could do it, especially with this $4 gas. Like, yikes. Anyways, so back to this bucket list. Me and my kids made a bucket list, and I thought, you know, we're going to knock out all kinds of things this summer because I don't want to stay home. I don't want to stay in this triple digit heat. You know, I live in Death Valley's cousin, the Central Valley, so no triple digit weather for me. If I can avoid it, I'm going to. So during the week, we're going to go and we're going to have some fun. Last week, first week out of school, where did we go? Well, we went to the computer to print out that free National Park Pass. And then, oh yes, then we went to the mountains, of course. I know, you thought I was going to say the beach. Definitely not the biggest beach person. A lot of people probably think that I am because I love San Diego, but I'm really not. I'm not the biggest on beaches, but they're nice every so often. Last week, we went to the giant Sequoia National Monument. That's right, Sequoia National Forest. And we got them for free. And then we drove the hairpin curves. By the way, if you don't drive a lot or you don't know how to, like, I don't know what the word is, maneuver around like really tight turns, take your time driving up there because, yeah, it's really scary. Well, we went there to the National Forest, and then we went to a place called Boyden Cavern. Now, I looked online, and I found some tickets for us to go in Boyden Cavern, and my kids got to see all kinds of cool things inside a national cavern. Can you believe that? Not only that, but on our way back down the hill, I call it back down the hill, trying to be cool, we stopped, and we saw General Grant, which is one of the giant sequoias. And if you don't know what that is, then are you living under a rock? It's like a humongous, super old tree. And when I say humongous, I mean like it towers above all of the other trees. You can't hug this tree. Mm-mm. No way. It's too big. The trunk is too big. Anyways, I took my kids there. And like a silly mom, I didn't pack lunch. So I had to like fork over money for those like overpriced chips and drinks and stuff in the National Forest. But it's okay. Like I didn't really mind. I kind of came prepared with a little extra cash to do that. And then on our way home, there's a cat haven up there. I saw that and I was like, oh, we got to add that to our bucket list, girls. So hopefully later on in the podcast, I'll be able to tell you about that. But I just think, you know, why would you want to just sit home and not do anything when you can get out and you can see sights that your kids will be able to remember forever for the rest of their life, right? Like, yeah. I don't know why I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's right. My daughter was too young. I had a 2-year-old last summer. Okay, so let me tell you about the trip. The cavern, amazing. They told us about how it was built. It was a personal tour. We went all the way inside to the very back, and then we came all the way back out. And there was super cool, like, geode-looking rocks. And then, if you're a genuine parent, then you know that getting out of a trip with no bad things happening is always amazing, right? We're on our way to the car after going in the cavern. I'm like, my kids didn't fall. Nobody got lost in the cavern. No one wet their pants. Like, you know, things that parents think. No one stole my kid. And we're on our way to the car. And my daughter, they're walking ahead of me. And there's a river that runs, like, by the cavern. It's like a roaring river. My daughter's just like skipping along, kind of running, skipping, flings her water bottle because we all have water bottles, and for souvenirs they get stickers to place on the water bottles. Free game, there you go. Cheat code. They want a souvenir, get a sticker, super cheap, and they can show everybody and they'll see it every day. Anyways, so she has her water bottle and she flings it out of her hand, not on purpose. You know, when you're doing that weird, like, arm motion while you skip. It's like back and forth like a robot. Well, she flung her water bottle and it goes flying in the air. And in slow motion, I just see it. And I'm like, ugh, we couldn't just make it to the car. And of course, it hits the side of the hill we're on and tumbles all the way down into the river. And I was like, oh God, here it comes. 5, 4, 3, 2, wail. Yep. My daughter started wailing and I'm like, just say goodbye to the water bottle. You know, you have to prep them for like, I'm not going down the side of the mountain to get that. I used to work at SeaWorld. I think I've said this before. There are things that adventure parks prepare you for when you work at them. One of them is not going into places that say, don't go over there. There was no signs that said don't go over there, but we were a good like 10 feet up the side of this hill and down below was the river, and where her bottle fell was just before like some rushing rapid water and right after some rushing rapid water. So it was a little calm, but still in my mind, I thought like my SeaWorld part of my brain was like, girl, don't go down there. That's how you get swept into the river. And local mom took her daughters to the cavern, fell into the river. I didn't fall. I was chasing my kid's water bottle and nobody wants to hear that headline, right? Exactly. So I was like, girl, kiss that water bottle goodbye. It's gone. Let it go. Her big sisters, I think they just didn't want to hear her cry for 2 hours on our ride home. So they go racing back to like the starting point of this trail to get to the cavern. And there's like a check-in area and there's obviously cavern workers. And they go running. And I'm like, stop running. And I'm out of breath because let's face it, I'm not in shape, but also it's a long walk. So I can't keep up with him. So at this point, I'm like, great, I'm losing kids. Somebody lost a water bottle. She's crying. We couldn't just like do one trip. They come back with a cavern worker and they're like, look, it's right there. And they show the girl where the water bottle fell. She scales down the side of the hill to the water. And I'm like, great, now I'm going to be responsible for a missing employee in the river. She scales all the way down, grabs the water bottle, is the hero of the day, clips it on her hip like, I don't, Darkwing Duck, and comes all the way up the hill and gives my daughter her water bottle. And she stopped crying. She was so happy. And I, of course, like a mother, you think like I wouldn't have to say this, but I did. I was like, what do you say? She's like, thank you. You're the best. Can you believe that? Kids. They drive me crazy. They're worth it, but they drive me crazy. So thank goodness we got the unicorn water bottle back just in time for us to buy a sticker as a souvenir and she could slap it on there. And as she's slapping her sticker on, the lady looks at her and she's like, probably want to wash that out before she drinks it. All I could think was like, really? That's horrible that she can't just drink it even though it was in the river, but whatever. So she wasn't allowed to drink out of the water bottle. But yeah, if your kid has ever thrown their hat or something of theirs into a restricted access area, just know, homie, you're not alone. My kid did it too. And I'm sure there's going to be many more moments just like that this summer. But as long as I can get home with healthy, happy kids at the end of the day, well, then I've done something right. Because that's all we really want, right? Is for our kids to be happy and healthy at the end of the day. And to maybe not throw something in a restricted area that's super unsafe. That too. You can reach me at shmykidsareasleep@gmail.com. That's sh with 3 H's @gmail.com.